Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
We're already the children of God. We're not going to be walking in such a way or behaving in such a way to try to become the children of God. We're already saints. We're already God's servants. We're already His friends. Now we are to just behave as such.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian continues his study in the book of Ephesians. Join us as Pastor Brian begins his teaching on Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, in a message titled, Walking Worthy of the Calling. Now here's Pastor Brian.
So, here we are, coming now to the second portion of the epistle, the second section, where Paul now transitions from having been telling us all about what God has done for us to bring us now to the place of personal application. But let me remind you, before we move into that, let me remind you of some of the things that we have been told in going through these first three chapters, beginning with the fact that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's where Paul really starts the epistle, reminding us that God has blessed us immensely. He's done everything for us that needs to be done in order to ultimately secure our place with Him eternally. He has chosen us in Christ. Before time began, He's chosen us to be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He's predestined us to adoption as His children. He's redeemed us from captivity to sin, and He's done this with His own blood. He's provided forgiveness for all of our transgressions. He's made known to us the mystery of His will, so we know God's will, we know the future, we know where things are headed because He's made that known to us. He's given us an eternal inheritance, and He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit until the day when He brings all of this to fruition. Seal us with the Holy Spirit till the day of redemption. Now, Paul goes on to tell us that He's done all of this by His mercy and grace, which He lavished upon us in Christ Jesus. So this has all been done for us by God. And He's done it not because we deserved it. He's done it simply out of the resources of His mercy. He's taken us who were strangers and foreigners, and He's made us fellow citizens with the saints and members of His family. So we're members of the family of God. We have this wonderful access to Him. We can come to God at any time. We have access with boldness. And we are filled with His Spirit. We're actually the dwelling place of God. God resides within us as His people collectively. And He's promised that He's able to do and doing infinitely more than we could ever ask or think. So this is just a quick summary of all of the blessings that have been laid out for us in these first three chapters. So since God's done all of this, and when we come to the first verse here of chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I plead with you, Paul says. So when he says therefore, he's connecting us back to everything that he's been saying. So in other words, because of all these things, this is how we are now to respond. And like I said, this is the way that God has always presented it. First, what he's done, and then what we do in response. So as we move into the fourth chapter and into the practical section of the epistle, Paul is going to deal with two areas. He's going to emphasize in this section, talking about our walk or our way of life, he's going to deal with unity and with holiness. So these are the two fundamental features of a life worthy of the church's calling. Unity and holiness. But I want to focus today on just this exhortation here in verse 1 to walk worthy of the calling. One of the big problems that we seem to always face as Christians is the problem of not really living out what we believe. And the problem with that is that people looking on don't always see something that's persuasive or something that's compelling coming from us that would draw them in the direction of the Lord. And that shouldn't be the case. We have been called with this amazing calling, but Paul is saying it's important that we walk worthy of that calling. So what I want to do is I want to look at the calling itself, and then we'll talk a little bit about what it looks like to walk worthy of the calling. Now, many places in Scripture speak to us about our calling or what it is that we are called to as God's people. And I want to begin with quoting to you from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, where we read this: "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." So when we think of our calling, the first thing I want you to think of is our calling as the children of God. Not everybody is a child of God. Sometimes you hear religious people speaking about God's universal fatherhood, the idea being that God is the father of everybody who is religious. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible teaches that God is not the father of everyone. God is the father uniquely of Jesus Christ, and then he's the father of those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. But apart from Christ, a person cannot be in that relationship with God. We are all the creation of God, but we have to become his children through faith. So this is what we've been called to. This is the first thing that I want you to consider. We've been called into this relationship where God is our Father. We are now the children of God. And as God's children, there are a couple of things to think about. First of all, as God's children, we ought to, as good children would do, we ought to honor and respect him. That's the mark of a child who's behaving properly. And of course, as the children of God, we would think that behaving properly would be a normal thing. So what does that look like? It looks like honor and respect for God. So we honor God by submitting to him. We honor him by being obedient to his word. We show respect for him by taking his demonstration of love for us seriously and responding to it in the appropriate manner. So that's where we start as children, honoring and respecting our Father. But then there's also this aspect of being a child of God where there's going to be a resemblance between us and our Father. There's a connection. Now, we know, of course, this is true on the natural level. You are the byproduct of your parents' union. And so our children are, genetically connected to us. And what do we see with that? There's a resemblance there, isn't there? So in this realm that we're referring to here, the spiritual realm, there would be the expectation that if we are the children of God, there's going to be some resemblance between us and our Father, right? There are going to be certain traits and characteristics that people are going to see in us that are a reflection of our Father. So thinking about walking worthy as the children of God, those similarities are going to be the things that people are going to see that will identify us as God's children, walking worthy of that privilege of being His children. Now, beside being the children of God, secondly, we are called saints. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul writing to the Corinthians, he speaks to them as those who are called. And if you read it in your English translation, most of them will say called to be saints. But if you notice, the to be, the two words are italicized, which means they're not there in the original. So what Paul actually says is to the Corinthians who are called saints. And that's true. You see, we're not called to be saints. We are called saints. God is the one who makes us a saint. Now, we could rightfully say we should behave like saints, but our behavior doesn't make us a saint. We are saints by virtue of something God has done. The word means the separated ones, or ones who have been set apart. And so what God has done for us is He has, first of all, set us apart from sin. When you become a child of God, part of what happens is God, He removes you from that bondage to sin. Now, it doesn't mean that you never sin again. It just means that sin no longer has the dominion over you that it previously had. It's no longer the rule of your life as it previously was. And that's something that God does. We know that. Anyone who has been genuinely saved knows that sin no longer has the same effect on them that it previously did. That's because of this work of setting us apart, or sanctifying us is another way to describe it. So we're set apart from sin, but we're also set apart to God. So you see, in being a saint, it's not simply that I'm set apart from sin. It is that, but I'm also set apart to God, to His glory. My life is now set apart for the glory of God, set apart for His will. I'm no longer living to accomplish my will, but now I'm seeking to do the will of God. And I'm no longer primarily concerned about fulfilling what I perceive to be my purpose in life, but I'm more concerned about the purposes of God. So this is what happens. We are called saints. Thirdly, we're called servants. We're called the servants of the Lord. And that is a privileged position. To be a servant of God. What a wonderful thing. Now, for many people, thinking of being a servant of anybody, that doesn't sound all that attractive. It really depends on who you're serving, who your master is. And of course, our master is the Lord, the great, the awesome God. So what a privilege to be a servant of the Lord. It's a high privilege. It's a position of honor to be the Lord's servant. But then there's one other that I'll mention here. And that is, we have been called friends. Jesus said to His disciples, He said, I call you friends. I call you friends, He said, because all that the Father has revealed to me, I have made it known to you. Jesus told them intimate kinds of things about Himself, about His relationship with the Father. He let them in on these family secrets, if you will. And see, that's a mark of friendship. And so we are also in a position where we share that kind of intimacy. God has called us into a friendship with Himself. So now, these are the things that are part of our calling. This is not exhaustive. We could probably go on with other things, and there's one more thing that I'll point out before we finish. But Suffice it for now, what are we looking at here? We're looking at being the children of God. We're looking at being the saints of the Lord. We're looking at being the servants of God. And we're looking at being the friends of God. Now, Paul says in relation to our calling, he says, walk worthy of the calling. So walk worthy of this. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, let's be clear about what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that we are to walk so as to attain a place of worthiness so that then we would be worthy to be called the children of God or the saints of the Lord or God's servants or his friends. No, that would be completely backward. That would go against everything the apostles have been teaching us. It would shift us from the grace of God. It would shift us over into the mode of works. Now, if you want to be God's friend, this is what you've got to do. If you want to really be God's child, you've got to live this way. And then if you live this way consistently, then at some point, God's going to identify you that, yes, that's my child right there. No, that's not what Paul's talking about here. When he says walk worthy, he's not saying that we are to walk in such a way as to attain to a worthiness. We can never do that. Who could ever do that? The only person that ever did that in all of history was Jesus himself. He's the only one that could say regarding himself that he had no sin. He's the only one that could say, I always do those things that please the Father. So that's not what he's saying when he says walk worthy. What he's saying is this. He's saying by God's grace, this is who you are. By God's grace, you're a child of God. By God's grace, you're a saint. By God's grace, you're a servant. By God's grace, you're his friend. Now just act like it. You see, he's not saying do this so you can become that. He's saying, this is who you've become because of God's grace. Now do this. And that's what we see all the way through the New Testament. I don't know how this has become so confusing in the minds of people over the centuries, but it has. Because over the centuries, quite often, the perspective has been the opposite of the biblical picture of grace. And our good works proceeding from grace, quite often it's been that our good works were going to help us to attain grace somehow. But remember, grace is God's unearned favor. It's his favor poured upon those who haven't earned it, don't deserve it. So we're already the children of God. We're not going to be walking in such a way or behaving in such a way to try to become the children of God. We're already saints. We're already God's servants. We're already his friends. Now we are to just behave as such. And as a saint, I'm no longer to be living for my own glory. No, I'm now to live for the glory of God because of what he's done. And all the way down, whether it be the servant of the Lord or the friend of the Lord. But then we come to one other example here of the calling of God, and that's the one that we read about in Philippians. And I want you to notice, if you want to flip back over there real quickly, to Paul's reference there to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And what does he say in verse 13? Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So here's another aspect to our call. It's an upward call. It's a heavenly call. In writing to the Colossians, Paul says, set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. For your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we then shall also appear with him in glory. So that's what Paul's talking about here. As the children of God, as the saints of the Lord, as his servants, as his friends, we are to be pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, we're to set our minds on things above. That we're thinking not to the neglect of our responsibility, but we're thinking primarily about spiritual things, about the things of the kingdom, about what's going to glorify God. As Paul says here, pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God. It's an upward call. We're looking to the things of the Spirit. Or as Jesus put it in Matthew 6:33, we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's our top priority. And here's the wonderful practical thing. I can do everything, and I can do it even better, like my job, like take care of my family, like even engage in my leisure, whatever that might be. I can do all of that, and I can do it while pursuing the upward call of God in Christ, because I can do all of that to the glory of God. I can do my job to the glory of God. I should do my job to the glory of God. I should be doing my job in such a way that it's honoring to God. I should be raising my family and taking care of my children and loving my wife in a way that it honors God. It glorifies him. And even as I said, in my leisure, even in the things that I do in my spare time, even the things that I do for fun or relaxation, I can take all of those things and I can have still that focus, the upward call of God in Christ. And that's what the apostle is talking about here. And notice he says, I press toward the goal. And the word press here means to run swiftly toward. So Paul's attitude was one of, you know, I'm running after this. I'm not being passive about it, but I'm being active. I'm running toward it. And now as we move into this section, and Paul is saying to us here back in Ephesians once again, as he's speaking to us about the practical application of the grace of God, he's saying, walk worthy of this calling. It's a high calling to be a child of God. It's a wonderful thing to be designated as a saint. It's a great privilege to be a servant of the Lord. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be a friend with God. Walk worthy of that. It's a high calling. Live consistently with who God has called us to be, who he has made us to be. That's what he's saying. Live consistently with that. And as I said at the very beginning, the problem that so often occurs is when that breaks down in front of people, they don't see anything extraordinary about us or anything all that different that would cause them to be interested in our faith. That shouldn't be the case. I'll close with this. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with patience or with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. What was the joy that enabled Jesus to endure the cross? What was the joy that enabled Jesus to wear that crown of thorns? It was the joy of saving us. The author here says, look to Jesus. See what he did. The author and finisher of our faith. Let us run with endurance. Let us honor him and glorify him as we would seek to walk worthy, not making ourselves worthy, but recognizing by God's grace, he's made us worthy. Now let's live consistently with them.
For the month of June, Back to Basics Radio is offering a DVD titled The Neighborhood. Drugs, gangs, abuse, many young lives today are trapped in the cycle of crime, violence, and prison. The Neighborhood is about four pastors who were formerly gangsters and who were freed by finding their hope in Christ. The DVD, The Neighborhood, is our gift to say thank you for your donation to Back to Basics. So we encourage you to call us right now at 0208-466-5365. Or visit us online at brianbrodersen.uk, where you can find more resources or sign up for Pastor Brian's free weekly email devotional. We'd also like to remind you that all of our other resources are waiting for you by dialing 0208-466-5365 or by writing us at Back to Basics Radio, P.O. Box 647, Bromley, Kent, BR14WQ. We'll continue tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Ephesians. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.